6C, Exercise 3, page 50. Speaker 1.
At the end of the play, there were three curtain calls, and everyone in the audience was on their feet, clapping and cheering. I clapped too, but to be honest, I was a bit confused by the whole thing. I don't really like these plays where there's no plot and everything is kind of implied but never said. I'm not saying it was no good, just not my cup of tea, you know?
Speaker 2.
It was a nail-biter from start to finish, one gripping scene after another. And as for the finale, I'm not going to spoil it for you, but let me just say, wow. The limited legroom should have ruined it, especially for my husband, who's 6'5". But afterwards, even he said he didn't notice his legs were hurting because he was on the edge of his seat.
Speaker 3.
I don't understand why they have pillars in a theatre. Or, let's say they have to keep the roof up in some way. Why do they put seats behind them? I was in one of those with a restricted view of the stage. I had to lean over to my left to see it completely. And after the second act, I gave up because my neck started hurting. Pity, really, because my wife, who could see everything, said it was a great play.
Speaker 4.
I suppose it makes it a bit different when your husband is up on stage, the lead actor in a play for the first time, and on opening night, no less. My nerves were in shreds, I can tell you. But it all went like clockwork, and he was unbelievable. It helped, of course, that he was supported by a star-studded cast who did a marvellous job. But still, he was in nearly every scene, and he never missed a line.
Speaker 5.
As a historian, I tend to look on these historical plays with a slightly critical eye, because they often play fast and loose with the facts, if you know what I mean. And when I saw the period costumes in the first scene, I nearly groaned aloud because they had got a number of details wrong. Once I got past that, though, I must say that I thoroughly enjoyed myself, and historically, the director was very accurate in that she stuck to the facts, so I take my hat off to her for that.